Hi, everybody. This is the Georgia Songbird. We're here, Mr. Luke Berryhill, local singer, songwriter yourself, right, Luke?
That is correct. Yeah, been doing it for probably about 2 years. The songwriting part, been playing gigs for probably 5 years, I'd say.
Okay. Introduce yourself a little bit. Tell everybody about you.
Yeah, so I'm from Canton, Georgia. By trade, I am actually a minor league baseball player. I'm in on the AAA team with the Houston Astros. I've been playing baseball since I was a real little kid, and then probably about like later in high school, I started singing a little bit, and then learned guitar in college, and then started playing gigs, and everything's kind of fell into place from there.
So I'm in Canton too. I'm over here in Sutali. So I know you guys are pretty close.
Okay. Heck yeah.
What high school did you graduate from?
I actually went to River Ridge High School down in Woodstock.
Okay.
And then my parents moved back up to Canton after I graduated.
Okay. See, I graduated Cherokee. That's
Okay,
my
this is my world, man. Yeah.
my daughter is a wrestler for Cherokee. She started this year and we were going to the other schools around. I'm like, every school is so much better than Cherokee High School.
Well,
But
dude, aren't they making a new Cherokee High School?
they are. I think they're supposed to move in because she's a her and her twin brother is a freshman, so they will be, I think, juniors or seniors when it's ready.
Okay, hey, that'll be nice. Better late than never.
that'd be a nice one, unlike what we have now. But hey, I
Yeah.
graduated from it. I know what it looks like.
Gotcha.
So you mentioned baseball. You are talk a little bit about that because it's kind of unique. I'm sure there's a video my daughter sent to me of the Philadelphia Eagles singing a Christmas song, and they were killer singers. So a lot of people don't think of like sports stars as play as singing and music. So kind of go into that a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's I always felt like I could sing a little bit growing up, but then in high school it just started kind of flowering a little bit more, and then I just kept leaning into it. Yeah, it's definitely not something that I just jumped right into. It kind of just developed over time. But my dad actually, he was a professional country singer back in the 80s and 90s. And then even when I was a kid, he had bands, Southern rock, blues, country bands, that I would go see play all the time. And I started loving music as a little kid. And he's been a big mentor for me, both on the baseball and music side. So, it's been cool having him, be able to teach me things. And, yeah, just pretty much all of that been a good mentor for me.
So you come from like a musical family, right? Your dad and your uncle both.
Correct. Yeah. Kurt Lee Wheeler. That's actually on my mom's side of the family.
Oh, Kurt's your uncle?
He is. Yeah. You know him?
I know Kurt. He's been on the show a couple times.
Okay.
Me and him are actually going to write a song together if we ever can figure out a date to sit down and do it.
Shoot. Yeah, man. Yeah. He's a great dude. I love that
Yeah,
guy.
he just had a song about Cherokee County that got accepted as a county song.
I heard that. Yeah. Yep. That's a good
That's
one.
small. That is so cool. I have to tell Kurt that you're on the show and he'll be tickled because he comes in and same thing for you. If you ever want to come in and do like a live set, like I said, I'm here in Canton, or if you
That'd be
want to
sick.
do if you do albums, I know you got a song. Are you working on the albums or you just kind of do singles right now?
Just mostly singles right now. I'm trying to build my song catalog up before I do anything big like that.
Okay. Do you accept people like, cause I'm a songwriter and I know a lot of people listen are songwriters. I know you're a songwriter yourself. Are you pitching your music? Are you taking pitches? How's that working on your end? Because did you just get signed with Banner Music? Is that what I read?
I did not get signed with them, but I'm developing a relationship with them. They said pretty much, while I'm doing baseball, just keep focusing on baseball, and they'll keep helping me out on the music side as much as they can. But then, once baseball's over and I can put more time into music, then we could talk about something a little more serious. But yeah, to answer your question, I don't think I'm that deep into it right now. I'm just, if I find a song, or if I write a song that I like, I'll record it, but at this point, it's still kind of a hobby that I'm trying to take more seriously, because baseball's got to be number one
Of
priority,
course.
obviously. But yeah, just yeah, that pretty much. So,
Because I mean, you got drafted by the Reds, right? That's the first 19.
I did. Yep.
So yeah, anybody can go that far. Yeah, I think you want to put that as a priority.
100%. And that's a fine line that I've got to make sure that the Astros know that I'm full in on it, because I feel like this season, Like we started putting out songs during the season, and at first they were all happy about it. But then I released another song, and they were like, "Okay, well let's make sure we focus on baseball." It's a balancing act. So I feel like I got to keep them separate to some degree right now, just
Just tell
to
them
make sure no one's getting any misconceptions.
yeah, just tell me you're gonna swing with the guitar, so you're okay.
Dude, I would have 100% contact on that. Swinging it, yeah.
I remember me and my buddy playing baseball out here, and he's like, "Jesse, don't hit it too hard." I was like, "God, I try not to." But I mean, you hit it, you hit it. You make good contact, it's gone. I mean, what are you going to
That's right, man.
do?
You can't control anything else other than, hitting the ball. So
Well, that was the end of our game because we couldn't play anymore. I knocked it into the woods. We
like the
couldn't find
Sandlot.
it.
There you
Pretty
go.
much. So we'd have like a big dog chasing us and everything.
Well, that's good.
So, like I said, the baseball thing is so cool. I mean, I think that's really interesting that you do both and talk about a little bit like that. We'll get your music some too, but I know people are listening to want to hear about the baseball as well. Because I said Astros, and when people found out, I was like, "Oh, did he get a ring?" And I think he's still on the minor side, but I don't think he's trying to get there.
That's right. Yeah.
You
Sadly, we didn't get a ring. No.
do you get an off season as baseball, or when off seasons you're still training?
No, man. Probably 3 weeks, maybe a month tops, right after the season. After that, it's full into baseball again, working out 4 or 5 times a week, hitting almost every day. It's a grind, man. It really never stops, because it's the minute you kind of get lackadaisical, people are going to pass you by. The game's going to pass you by. So.
Well, what brought, I mean, we mentioned your family, your dad and your uncle, they're musicians. Is that what kind of drove you to want to pick up the guitar and play? Or what's that first song that you heard that got that bug in you? You're like, "Ooh, I want to go write music and play music."
Yeah, man, it was I bring it back to a point in high school. I was riding down the road with one of my buddies, and I wasn't big into country music at the time. Like just whatever everyone else was listening to at school, the rap music, like Drake and whatever else came on. And
Mine was
then they
Tupac.
played yeah, there you go. Tupac, yep. And he put on Your Man by Josh Turner, and I was like, wow, that's cool. That's real cool. And so I started looking into more Josh Turner, and then, oh, well, here's Jason Aldean. Oh, here. And then it just branched off from there. And then, yeah, going more towards the end of high school, I started falling in love with it and just never listened to anything else.
It's funny you mentioned Josh Turner. I've just found out he lives in Cherokee County. I didn't know that.
Really?
I did not know that. I
Wow, I
found,
didn't either.
yeah, my wife works for the sheriff's office, and I guess they had to like do a check or something for trailer. I don't remember what it was, but they had to take him something. And she goes, "Oh yeah, he lives in Canton." I was like, "Really?" I was like, "I
So
wonder if
cool.
I can get him to listen to the show and then come on the show."
That would be so cool. Yeah.
So I want to get your music in because I know you got church and stuff too. So let's go ahead and get one of your songs in. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna share the screen so that you can see. And we'll go to your songs that are available and just kind of which one you want to do first. And actually, since I'm a songwriter as well, I like to hear stories behind the songs. So which one you want to do first?
Let's do Dance on It. That was the first one I released.
Okay. And what's the kind of a story behind this one?
Man, we were just writing songs that day. I think we wrote 3 or 4 songs that day after a couple sessions up in Nashville with Banner Music. And just, I don't know, someone threw out this idea, and we were like, oh, that's a great idea. And we just ran with it. We want a cool, like, honky tonk and real country upbeat kind of song. And it's, I feel like this we hit our spot on what we were looking for right here.
Isn't it funny how that works? Like you sit down with an idea and it turns into something completely different.
100%, dude. Yeah.
From the moment you walked in this room, girl, everybody's eyes been on you. Yeah, those neon lights, they sure don't lie, but I ain't seen you on the floor tonight. No, I don't wanna make this awkward. No, I ain't no doctor or lawyer. I don't care about your sign, don't wanna waste your time. Here's my only pickup line. If you wanna dance on it, baby, I'll two-step you right out of your mind. If you wanna chance on it, darling, we can roll them dice and let it ride. I don't wanna drink on it or think on it. Maybe later on we can sleep on it. Oh, Be ashamed to let the sawdust settle while the steel's wearing out that pedal. Girl, if you wanna try and let them Tony Lamas slide, we can break them in tonight. If you wanna dance on it, baby, I'll two-step you right out of your mind. If you wanna chance on it, darling, we can roll them dice and let it ride. I don't wanna drink on it or think on it. Maybe later on we can sleep on it. Hold on, there's a George Strait song. I couldn't turn my eyes off on you. If you wanna dance on it, baby, I'll two-step you right out of your mind. If you wanna chance on it, darling, we can roll them dice and let it ride. I don't wanna drink on it or think on it. Maybe later on we can sleep on it. Hold on, there's a George Strait song and a hardwood floor.
Yeah, that I like that. I can always ask people, like, do you like listen to yourself? Because sometimes it's weird when you listen back to your own music, but I can tell you like listen to it.
Yeah, dude. At first, it was definitely weird. Like whenever one of my friends would throw it on, I'd be like, I don't know, just a weird feeling. But then I've kind of gotten used to it, I guess.
Yeah, I had a buddy come on that I met through here at the podcast. He's in Nashville. His name is Anthony Mossberg. He came on. He had the same thing. He said people throw it in when he's like come to their house, and he's like, first he thought they're like teasing them, but he's like, they really liked it. It's kind of weird to listen to himself. And like I said, you get used to it.
Right. Yeah. At first it was, yeah, are you doing this to tease me a little bit? But then, you know, as time went on, people were like, yeah, I listen to it all the time. Oh, okay. Well, that's good. So
here's my merch, buy my shirt, buy my.
That's right. Yeah. I need to get some merch going.
You got a very radio friendly voice. I'm sure you've heard that.
I have not, but thank you.
Yeah, it's very, there's certain styles, like when people sing, like, you know, there's, they have, I don't know how to say it, but they have a style, and it fits for the radio. Hmm. It's one of those voices that you can hear when you hear music. I know a lot of times people pick, like, certain stars. Like, right now, Stapleton's big. Nobody can touch Stapleton. I mean, you can't really get somebody else to sound like him. But somebody like Luke Bryan or somebody, they have those sounds, those tones. And you had that tone that would fit on the radio. And I like the stories of it. And I'm glad that you have a kind of a better story. It's not one of the bro country kind of things. It's an actual story. And it's a happy story. It's a dance song.
Yeah, man. I'm very happy with how it turned out. And I appreciate you saying that about my voice and all that. So that's
pretty sure. I always tell people when I sing, if you listen to me in the dark, it's going to kind of scare the hell out of you.
I'd like to hear that one day. I like scary movies.
I tell my wife, you're gonna have to turn that in the dark. You're gonna, I have something called Pretty in the Dark. That's me. Where do you record at?
So we went to Mystics Studio, MYSTIX, mm-hmm. or T, something like that, up in Nashville. It's a studio that the Banner people have a relationship with. But I'm not sure where we will record my next song yet. If we'll go back to there, or if, you know, I don't really know. I've only been there one time, so I don't know if that's their main studio or what. But I really enjoyed it. We did all three songs in one day. That was really cool. The musicians were done with all three songs within like 45 minutes. It was pretty incredible.
That's Nashville.
How talented they were. yeah, exactly. We played it for them one time, and they were like, okay, yeah, we know what to do. This
right.
So.
I had a buddy. I was telling him, like, when songwriters, like, if you get a cut and you're on like a big artist, then what they do is the songwriters are not allowed there because you have no input. You're just they're taking your song, they're gonna make it how they make it. So it's like
Wow.
you go away. You just we got your song, enjoy the money, don't worry about it.
Wow.
Yeah,
That's
because.
kind of, I don't know how I feel about that. Like, I get it, but then again, it's like, okay, this is my baby. Like, at least let me just sit in the corner and listen, right? But,
Yep,
huh.
nope. They won't let you do much of that because you see how fast the musicians will pump it out. And then it's just mixing and mastering. And then you got a professional singer, like, okay, well, what kind of advice really can you give them? It's like, okay, they want to cut your song, take them for their word and let them do their thing, especially like if it's a big name, you know. So I have a buddy in Nashville that I wrote with. He was with Trick Pony. Same thing. He told me the same thing. Go in there, they're done. They do it. Take your song, and then you just say thank you for taking my song and get that mailbox money.
Okay, hey, it could be worse.
Have you tried have you heard of the Backyard Country here that they do like the 94.9 The Bull where they put like songs, country songs and stuff? Have you did any of that
Yes.
yet?
I have not yet. No, I really don't know how to get in touch with those people, but that'd be cool.
You go through because I looked at it because I was looking at it the other day, iHeartRadio, and they have like a backyard for 94.9 Bull, and then you just have to have your number that you have for whatever your PRO is, and you send them a song. It's pretty easy.
Wow. Okay.
They would take
I'll
that
have to
for
look into
sure.
it.
All right. Well, let's see. I know you got time, so let's do your other song, and then we'll do all this stuff off about not music afterwards. But let's do your next song.
Sure.
I haven't had to go this quick with a. Interview since I was doing at the Oak House when it was like I had 30 minutes. I had a window. I was like, go, go, go.
You're kidding, man. Sorry for the time crunch.
No, I appreciate you helping moving it around because I was going to do it Monday and I couldn't because she had a chorus concert. I didn't know about my daughter. And then Tuesday she had her wrestling match in Dawson. I was like, well, crap. I was like, so Wednesday, there's my day. And then Larry said, yeah, we'll do it Wednesday. Perfect. Works for me. So your next song is here. It's called Ladies Man.
Correct. Yeah. So, second one I released this year. I can't exactly remember where I got this idea from. I think I was talking to a buddy or something, and ladies man is like, oh, I just put two and two together in my head, that being possessive and how it changes the whole meaning of the word. And I tried to write it four or five times by myself, and me being so new at songwriting, it just never panned out. But then luckily, I got in touch with the Banner people and they brought me up there with their writers, and within, an hour we had the finished song. It was very cool.
See,
They put their own twist on it and everything. Like, I don't know, just it was cool to see it come together like that after trying it so long.
you just said something that other songwriters need to listen to very closely, and you said because you're young and you didn't have you needed more input onto your song. It doesn't that part never goes away, but there's a lot of times songwriters you mentioned earlier, that's your baby. Oh my God, it's my baby. I can't share my baby with someone else. But sometimes that's what you need because they have a vision and they have experiences that you wouldn't have. You know, I'm 46 years old. I have some experience with this, but I lived a certain life. Like baseball stuff, I couldn't tell you baseball. I could tell you football, I could tell you wrestling, I could tell you stuff that I did, but I wouldn't know anything about that. Like I grew up, my dad was a biker. He didn't sing music. He was a biker and he cut hair. I lived that life. So that a lot of songs reflect that. But if I want to do a romantic song, I asked my wife, I'm not very romantic. So I have to get that input. So the fact that you're open to that and you did this early in your songwriting stage is going to do nothing but give you greater benefit down the road. And I think other songwriters can take that to heart. And I'm going to shut up now. We're going to listen to Ladies Man.
No, that sounds like good advice.
Hey, ladies, man, I know you're running around that bar chasing them ladies, man. I know you're out there breaking hearts just as fast as you can. Yeah, I understand. 'Cause forever's never even crossed your mind. We give it time. Take it from future you. You'll meet this girl. She'll have blue eyes in the third row pew. And she'll change your world. And you'll get her down that aisle just as fast as you can. And you'll wake up every morning. Thank the Lord that you're that. I know right now just one girl sounds a little crazy, man. Oh, but trust me when she's got your heart in the palm of her hand. Yeah, it'll wreck your plans. Take it from future you. You'll meet this girl. She'll have blue eyes in the third row pew. And she'll change your world. And you'll get her down that aisle just as fast as you can. And you wake up every morning and thank the Lord that you're that lady's man. And you'll know you're on your last first date when everything just seems to fade away. Take it from future you. You'll meet this girl. She'll have blue eyes in the third row pew. And she'll change your world. Take it from future you. You'll meet this girl. She'll have blue eyes in the third row pew. And she'll change your world. And you'll get her down that aisle just as fast as you can. And you'll wake up every morning, thank the Lord that you're that lady's man. That lady's
man. Man, that's just not fair that you're that good. I mean, you're
just doing my best, man.
You're a baseball player, you got drafted by baseball, and you pick up a guitar and play, and now you got to choose. Oh my, I got to choose professional baseball or professional music. Man, that's I'm gonna say that's not fair, but that's really good. You're really good.
Appreciate it. Thank you,
man. It's got that song had that Nashville twist too. That's what I always like that when they do that about the play of words.
It's always, right. Yeah.
It's always fun to do that. And that's your songs are really good. I like the positive romantic messages in them about love and relationship. Again, like I said, it's not like the bro stuff we're drinking and every song has whiskey in it. I don't think I heard the word whiskey in any one of your songs.
Yeah, man. I'm not much of a drinker. I'm pretty big on my Christian faith too. So I mean, I don't like promoting all, you know, kind of stuff that I don't believe in and all that. So I try to keep it to what things really are. You know, you don't need all that other stuff added to it. It's about you and a girl and, you know, all that kind of.
Yeah. And see, that's another good advice is you're building a brand. So, I mean, when people talk like songwriters, they want to write sad songs. That's okay. Get them out. But if you want to do like what Luke has here, you hear the RPMs or not RPMs, BPMs are not that slow. It's not a 60 or 70 beat per minute song. It's upbeat. It's happier. It's got a danceable groove. And the storytelling is it's really good, but it's also it's so simple that it doesn't seem so simple. It's very visual, which is what it's supposed to be.
Gotcha. Hey, that's a good way to put it, I guess. I've never thought about it like that. So
yeah, I've been writing a lot longer than for a while. Like I said, I've been looking because I got my first cut this year. I guess coming out in January. I'm so excited. So I've been doing it for. Thank you. I've been doing it for a long time and I still learn every day. I mean, there's so much to learn in this music and it changes so fast.
I can imagine.
So like I said, I know you got to go here in about 15 minutes. So we're going to get some non-music stuff out of you as well too.
All right. Hey, I want to back up for a second. You said that those two songs are a little more upbeat. Just wait for my next song. It's that one's a little slower, but
Yeah, let's talk about that, because you're going to send me that when it's not out yet. So what's that song about? What's the story of that one?
Yeah, man, this one really hits home with me. It's called Any Less.
Okay.
The hook is, if I told you any more about who I was, would you love me any less? So it's, I actually had my dad in mind when I was writing it, about when he met my mom. My dad was kind of a rough dude back in the day. He was trying to turn his life around when he met my mom. So if, put myself in his shoes, like, okay, I'm trying to be a good guy, but you've told me about your past. I don't know if I want to tell you about mine. I hope it doesn't change, how you feel about me, kind of thing. So.
Yeah, see, I don't know why kids want to know the details about the parents' fault, the past, because my kids ask me all the time, "Dad, Dad," like, "Nope, don't ask. I can't tell you. I don't want you. I want you to be better than me."
Right.
That's something that I like. You get, because I got twins. I've got my oldest son is Wyatt. He's a little older than you. He's 26, and
Okay.
then my twins, Gibson and Shai, and they're 14. So they're growing. Actually, they're freshmen. They want to be like me. Like, no, you got to be better than me.
I hear you, dude. I'm sure I'll cross that bridge one day, but I can definitely hear what you're saying.
So tell everybody, before we get into those, where they can find you, all your social media and all that stuff.
I'm mostly active on Instagram. That's probably where you'll find most of my updates and stuff. I got to do better on Facebook, and I'll post on Twitter every now and then, but it's mostly those two. I do have a TikTok that I'll post on now and then. You can just search up Luke Berryhill, and you should be able to find
Okay.
this stuff. I mean, there's not many people named Luke Berryhill, so I know on Instagram I got that blue check mark, so that'll help out. But then Luke Berryhill Music on Facebook, and I think Luke Berryhill Music on TikTok. So.
Yeah, I know I follow you on Instagram and Facebook, and I can understand the Facebook, because like I said, you're younger than my oldest son, and he says Facebook is for old people. So,
What? Those are his words.
but they're echoed through everybody his age and younger. So it's okay. Look, we know it's like MySpace. I don't people still don't I couldn't get in MySpace anymore, but that's how I met.
MySpace. What is that?
That's how I met my wife, was through MySpace. And
Really?
yeah, my
Cool.
I've told this story before, but you hadn't heard. I'll tell you, my when I got divorced, I was separated, and I met my second wife. Like I said, she worked for sheriff's office. She's a drill sergeant, and my sister hooked us up. She worked ran the HR for the county at the time, and so at that time, people I guess started dating online. So she wanted to talk online. I had no clue. I'm like I said, I'm 46 years old. That's not something I know how to do.
Right.
So I asked my mom, for whatever reason, knew how to online date. That's a whole
Wow.
nother story. I said, "What do I do, Mama?" She goes, "Well, just don't say a lot." So anybody listening has kids know what they're like when you ask them when they get home from school. "How was your day?" "It was good." "Would you learn a thing?" "Yeah." It's like one word answers. And so Diana, she would ask me all the stuff, and I would answer in one word sentences. "Yeah," or "It was good." I would do it that way, being very vague. And she got so aggravated with it, but that's what Mama told me to do. She said, "Wait till you meet her live, and then you can sit there and you can have a conversation. Then you can go from that." So it worked, hook, line, and
Well, there you
sinker.
go, man. That's I've tried that approach before. I wasn't as successful, so I'm glad
I
it worked out.
think it's the age too. I don't think you can do that with the younger girls. They have less talk to talk about than my age.
That's a fair point.
My daughter's always on her phone. I think it would drive me up the wall. When we go out to eat, I make everybody put their phones in the middle. Put your phone down. Put your phone down. Which, it's have to. Such a digital age.
I hear you, man.
And speaking of digital age, I'm gonna grab my phone. I play a game called I call it the Wheel of Death. It's basically like a 20 question kind of game. So it's random questions. And we know, like I said, we know I wish we had more time. We don't, but feel free really to come back. I've enjoyed talking to you. You're welcome anytime.
Heck yeah, dude. I've
And
enjoyed
if you want to come live, you can come play live. And what we do here is it's either in the studio that I'm building. If the weather's nice, I do it outside in the gazebo. If you look at the Georgia Songbirds, you'll see the little picture of the guitar with the red chairs outside in the gazebo. That's where I record outside. That's where it started with the Georgia Songbirds, was for
Awesome.
Georgia artists to come up and talk to me. But we can do it there. So if you're more than welcome, come on anytime.
Dope.
So, Wheel of Death questions. What is your favorite or most memorable quote? You're a sports guy, so you got to have some.
Oh man. Yogi Berra said baseball is 90% physical and the other half is mental. And I didn't always get that until, a couple of years ago when I was like what, 90 and the other, like that didn't make sense. But then, the higher you get up in baseball, the more of a mental game it is. Like everyone's good. It's just if you can stick to a plan that you make in your head, you don't get overwhelmed, you show up every day, ready to compete. That's what really sets guys apart.
Because wasn't you like the minor league player of the year 2021?
I was, yep.
See, I got some talking points. Your dad's like, hey, ask him this and this and this.
There you go. Yes. Hey, speaking of that quote, that was a tough year for me. At first, I was going through it, man. I was hitting like 150. But then something just clicked. I just kept at it, and it finally clicked, and I ended up having a really good year. So
You're a catcher too, right?
I am. Yep.
You got to have great knees. I can't do that nowadays. I think my knees would die.
Dude, luckily, I haven't crossed that bridge yet, man. I stretch a lot. I stay in the gym, so hopefully, that'll make them last a little longer. But nowadays, everyone, all the catchers, if you watch on TV, they're going to a knee. They're setting up on one knee, dude. That saves your legs more than you can imagine.
Wow. See, we mentioned the sandlot earlier, so you got to have some sandlot talk right there when you're playing catcher.
Dude, yeah, every now and then, like especially if I know the guy, I'll talk a little smack to him, like not trying to get in their head or anything, just cutting up. And even if there's a good song on between innings, I'll keep singing it by the time the first pitch is thrown and the umpire will have to tell me to stop. I won't even realize I'm doing it. Like it's funny.
I'm about to say, do you sing while he's trying to swing? Because you
Yeah,
got the
one
whole
of my
game.
buddies actually told me about that the other day. He said, "Yeah, I remember you. I came up to bat one time and you were still singing, and like it was getting in my head, dude. I didn't know what to do. I kept calling time and just hoping you would stop, and you never did." So.
I used to do that when I was 15, busting tables. They called me to sing in bus boy. I'm already singing and wiping down the tables. So people,
Good way to pass time. Stay calm,
is.
relax. So,
It totally is. All right. If you could have dinner with one person, who would it be?
I think the obvious answer is Jesus, but I feel like that's a cop-out answer. Let's see. I don't know. I mean, George Strait's up there. I
Oh,
mean,
yeah.
who in country music doesn't love George Strait? So that's probably my answer. I mean, he's got to have so many stories, so much advice to give someone, starting out and all kind of stuff. I don't know. Yeah, I'd probably go him.
George Strait. Yeah, that's one of my idols as far as like songwriters and artists, because I was like, he makes it seem so easy. He's not doing runs, he's not doing these crazy vocals, he's just singing and it's so good. And I actually had a gentleman on a show one time sold Rose voices to George Strait, and
Wow.
he told me some stories about it. And then I had another guy come on here one time. He said he started out his career. He was playing in Colorado, and he did a house show. This guy came with his guitar and his bassist, and nobody really knew him at the time. And he said it was George Strait. I'm like, can you imagine playing a house show with George Strait
That's so cool.
back in the day? Because I know he's not
Right.
doing house shows now. I know that.
Oh no, I think he's out in Vegas doing $1 million shows and all that stuff. So,
Didn't you just get back from Vegas? Speaking of Vegas.
I did. Yeah. I was in the Major League Baseball Players Association, the union. They have an annual fundraiser out there every year, and they asked me to come play some songs. And I actually opened up for John Resnick of the Goo Goo Dolls. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, now you're in my generation, the Goo Goo Dolls and
There you go.
Candlebox, all those. Collective Soul, another local Georgia band. Okay, so now I know this is gonna be a funny one. What's the weirdest trend you've ever participated in?
Planking.
Planking.
You know what planking is?
Yes, my wife tries to get me to do that all the time. She goes, come on, because it's military. She's military, so you got to plank. I'm like, oh,
Okay.
okay. So yeah,
Yeah, man, I remember that was a thing. I think it was on Vine or like the early days of Instagram. Everyone was planking, just taking pictures of themselves laying across the most random stuff. I think I did that a little bit. That's
So what's the weirdest
I'm
thing you planked on?
I think like the roof of my house or something. I should not have been up there. I was like 9 years old or something. I should not have been up there. My mom would have killed me.
There's a picture of me. My dad was building a house, so I was like four years old. That's maybe even probably around four, maybe three. I'm sitting on the roof while he's putting up shingles, and I'm on the porch, and my sister's there with me. She's older than me. She's like 6 years older, but I'm sitting there playing like when you see playing with cars on the roof of the house. People would
Times
have
have
it.
changed, man.
Oh yeah, people would have a cow if they saw that now.
Oh,
All right, couple more questions because I know you got to head out. What song makes you cry?
you're gonna miss this. The Trace Adkins song
I
that
love
gets
that
me
song.
every time. It may not be the saddest song around, but it just, I don't know, it makes you feel like, life's going by whether you want it to or not. Like there's nothing you can do about it. Oftentimes there's a way you could save a relationship and stuff, but like time is the one thing that is just never going to stop no matter what.
Yeah. See, Conway Twitty, that's my job, gets me every time. If I'm not waiting for it, if I'm not ready for it, it'll get me. And
That's a tough one.
my kids want to see me cry because I don't cry in front of them. Like, I'm not gonna cry. You don't want to see me. That's the kind of generation I grew up. You don't cry. You don't do it, especially not in front of your kids. So there's a movie that I watch called I Am Sam with Sean Penn. If you've ever seen it, oh my God, it gets me. Because he's mentally challenged and he has a daughter. Right, he got a girl pregnant, and that she was mentally challenged, the mom, and then she disappeared. So he had to raise this baby, and eventually it got to the point where she was older mentally than he was, but
Wow.
he still cared and he still tried the best he could, and they tried to take her away. And oh my God, I was like, I'm just like a big old ball of baby sitting here watching that movie, and my kids literally will turn to the side and watch me in the movie. It's like, quit watching me.
Oh,
You're
it's like
cute.
seeing a unicorn, seeing your dad cry.
Right.
I hear
Oh,
you. Yeah.
I don't know. You got to go. So I asked one more question for you. Kind of because there's a lot of songwriters listening to the show and in life in general. I mean, you've got you starting out with music, you're songwriting. I mean, like I said, you're super talented just to be doing this for a couple of years. Again, like I said, it's really not fair, but I wish you best. You're so talented in it, but you also have your baseball career. So, what's the best advice that you could give anyone that's following in your footsteps, whether it's music related, whether it's sports related, whatever.
Keep your nose to the grindstone. That's the thing. It's not going to happen overnight, whatever you decide to do. Baseball, I mean, I'm going through big swing changes right now on my own, and that's been taking quite a few months to get down. And so, I mean, I was frustrated at the beginning, but I kept telling myself like it's going to be worth it. Just 1% better each day. Whether it's songwriting, changing your swing in baseball, whatever it is, that's the thing that's going to set people apart. It's the people that quit that, don't ever see it through. So, yeah, just put your head down and keep working 1% better each day.
And I'm glad you said that's why I told my daughter when because she's wrestling and she's just starting out. And I said, look, and she's in the gym, she's working out with these guys, and she feels so bad because she can't lift as much as them. I was like, look, the way you are now, everybody, if they start the same, you can lift, they're going to be stronger, they're natural. But the difference is going to be is how much you want to put into it because eventually they're going to fizzle out and not do it. Some of them may continue, they may go to college, they may lift, they may go professional. Okay. Yeah, you won't be stronger than them. However, the other guys that are quitting after high school or junior year or whatever, and you're continuing to do it year after year, day after day, week after week, you're going to be better. And it does not going to matter. So you just be the best you that you can be.
100%. That's great advice.
And I have one more bonus question I'm going to ask you because I usually wait for this one. I used to ask all the time, but because we know you're a baseball player. We know a little bit about you as a singer, songwriter. What is a hidden talent of Mr. Luke Berryhill that we don't know about?
I can juggle. Does that count?
That counts. Yeah. Can you?
I can spin a basketball on my finger really well. Every finger, just have it hopping around. See, I used to be able to ride a unicycle.
Thought you said unicorn because we mentioned unicorn.
No, I got a unicycle when I was in like 7th or 8th grade, and for Christmas, and that was fun. It was hard, but it was cool. I think that about covers it. I can whistle really well. Like
Okay.
any song you put out there, you probably catch me whistling or humming along to it. So,
Well, because I can't whistle. My wife does. I don't know if they teach that in the army, because I sure as hell can't do it. I can kind of whistle, but I can't do the loud whistle like at the games when you're trying to cheer
Oh,
people. It comes out of spit, and I can't do it.
I hear you, dude.
Luke, again, I know you got to leave, but I want to thank you for coming on the show. I've had a good time. You're welcome back anytime, brother. You come on, you got new music, you got an album, you want to just come on and hang out, you want to come do a Have You Heard with us, you're more than welcome, because you're in Canton. I know you're busy, but if you ever got free time, swing by. All this is pre-recorded, so I'll let you know before I release it. It'll be a couple weeks, maybe a month. You got a few in front of you. I'm starting to finally catch up to all the guests that I've had on the show, but I'll let you guys know. I'll let Larry know, and I'll text you too.
Perfect, man. Thank you very much for having me.
Sure. Everybody, this is the Georgia Songbirds, and that was Mr. Luke Berryhill. Congratulations on all your success, brother. I wish you nothing but the best. If you do ever get to the Super, or not Super Bowl, you're playing baseball. I like football. To the, why can I not think of the word? World Series. Thank you. I could not think of, I'm not a big baseball fan. I always watch Bob Horner and Dale Murphy. That's the guys I remember. You get to the World Series. I can say, hey, somebody from the World Series here on the Georgia Songbirds. I have to get you a t-shirt or something.
Shoot, yeah, dude. Got to make it happen.
Yep. But thank you again for coming on, brother.
You got it.
See ya.
I know all about the school and the house you grew up in. Your mom and your dad, you're good and you're bad, and everything between. You wear your heart on your sleeve, what you get's what you see. But baby, that ain't easy for me. If I laid it all out, told you everything about the man I used to be, would you take a second guess with my heart and all its mess and still take this ride with me? Oh, if I told you anymore, would you love me any less? I've took some right and wrong turns, a couple hard lessons learned, a few scars I try to hide. Well, I've tried to live and let go, but your love lets me know something's different this time. Girl, I don't know what you've heard, but I know you deserve to see what I've been keeping inside. Oh, if I laid it all out, told you everything about the man I used to be, would you take a second guess with my heart and all its mess and still take this ride with me? Oh, if I told you anymore, would you love me any less? I'll make this hard and open book, pick a page and take a look. Can you love me in between the lines? If I laid it all out, told you everything about the man I used to be, would you take a second guess with my heart and all its mess and still take this ride with me? If I told you anymore, would you love me any less? Oh, if I told you anymore, would you love me any less? Ooh.